And we're here on the Blue Noise on WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Tufts Freeform Community Radio. And we have some guests, some fellow daddies for Father's Day.
Why is it freeform?
Because I can play whatever the heck I want.
It's planned. You planned it.
To be fair, I do kind of just do it right before the show or during the show.
God, dude.
So it's pretty freeform. But yes, it's a lovely day today. And I actually started on time on like last week when I was like 10 minutes late. So, you know, we're living.
I have my wonderful guests. Drove you in the wonderful car.
Exactly. That's how I got here so early.
Which is named?
Early. Darnell.
Darnell.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to Darnell.
Yeah, true. Beautiful Missouri-made Ford car.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
You can introduce us.
We have Lucas and Aiden joining me in the studio today. Kicked things off this afternoon with A Dream Is All I Know from the album of the same name. Released this spring by the Lemon Twigs. Really, really enjoying that one, especially the title track. Under us right now, The Creations Unlimited with Crystal Illusion. Gonna play a few dad favorites suggested by me and my compatriots here and get on with the afternoon. We'll be in touch later in the hour. And don't open your water bottle like that. I could hear it.
Don't care.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll be right back.
my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Thank you.
And we're back
fresh
here.
Fruit PSA.
And we're back here on
Bleu. The Bleu de Chanel noise.
Yeah. Yes. Those songs in order.
Sweet, sexy, yummy.
Gonna get you canceled here. Ramblin' Man, Allman Brothers Band, tribute to my... Wow, dude, you're gonna get a copyright infringement.
Why? It's just him talking. It's not him singing.
Yeah, who cares? He probably owns that.
Is it cooked?
Man.
If he's listening, that'd be so cool.
I agree.
There's like no one listening. Let's see.
There are two people listening: Jeremy Fragrance and DJ Khaled.
The maximum, according to this, the maximum possible listeners who aren't listening on terrestrial radio, which let's say that's maximum of five.
No,
there's like literally 30 people maximum in the whole world.
Are they all bots in Russia?
Maybe.
Wait, you're saying Nathan's not even listening right now?
Nathan's a loser.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Allman Brothers Band with Ramblin' Man, tribute to my father, who is not listening, but it is Father's Day, so that is for him. Old Man, a pick by Mr. Lucas Johnson, and he was a friend of mine, live version at the Fillmore, 1969.
Which is about Tony Roma, as we just learned.
It is, and Dak Prescott, and they kissed.
No!
Frank Fleming.
JFK would have loved Father's Day today.
Well, he probably would have loved it every year.
Yes.
I wonder if he, how old would he be now?
I mean, he was 46 when he died, so he probably would have been dead by
Damn.
Now. Yeah. I was going on a whole JFK thing last week, hence the song.
Yeah, no one asked.
What a guy.
Fresh fruit PSA.
Dried fruit PSA.
We will keep it moving with the music. Under us right now is Innovations with Seabird, and get into some...
we need to get some topics for conversation.
Yeah, why don't you figure them out, and we'll do them in the next talk break.
Good. Okay. Agreeable. Seabird, fly home. Seabird, seabird.
Thank you. I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take recall how much in love we used to be. And how can I forget you when there is always something here to remind me. Always something near to remind me. I was born to love you, and I would never be free. You'll always be a part of me. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we used to dance at night. Can't help recalling how we used to feel to kiss and hold you tight. And how can I forget you when there is always something here to remind me. I was born to love you, and I would never be free. You'll always be a part of me. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we used to dance at night. Can't help recalling how we used to feel to kiss and hold you tight. And how can I forget you when there is always something here to remind me. Always something here to remind me. Always something here to remind me.
To the place of the law. If I'd known was the last time, I don't know if I'd cry. Maybe I'd say something about what you mean. How even though we've reconnected, your life's ripped open the seams, leaving to vastness in between. Now I feel like I'm sci-fi, I'm porous, I am mean. I want to go back to our mom's porch and scream.
We're back here on the Blue Noise. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Educational Radio.
Yes,
just
sir.
Heard in order Heartstring by Howdy off their recent self-titled long player. Heard There's Always Something There to Remind Me, Alejandro Bravo. And Elle's from Somewhere Else from a new album by the band Babehoven called Waters Here in You. Under us right now, Galt McDermott, the OG. Duffer in F, version 2, from Up from the Basement, which, as real devoted listeners to the show would know, has one of my favorite song titles of all time, Ripped Open by Metal Explosions, which is just another sort of chill, funky track. But anyway, we have some losers here who want to read a PSA to you, so I'll let them do it.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, as I'm watching you navigate your computer, I noticed that you don't have a computer cover over your webcam, so I'm wondering, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellent.
That was lovely.
Fresh fruit.
Yeah. I think we should have a conversation. What do you want?
Fresh fruit.
We're going to the Greek festival.
Hopefully.
Later.
How do people feel about Greek food?
I love Greek food.
How do people feel about getting driven by someone who hasn't had his eyes checked in?
Yeah,
for
Aiden
years?
Is no. blind. Aiden is nonsense. Officially blind. He can't read. There's a sign that we can't say in the...
Can't you say it, Charlie?
This is a non-political show.
Everything's political. Didn't you learn that?
Fresh fruit. What is everyone's fresh fruit favorite?
Good
favorite
question.
Fresh fruit?
Yeah. Favorite, not like preserved
it's
or
dried.
Not dry.
Kiwi.
Oh, I like kiwi.
I mean, kiwi's good, but it's too niche.
I don't think anybody. That's anybody's favorite.
Nathan. Favorite. Nathan would like a nice kiwi.
That's not. I know his.
I think my. Yeah. I have a hot take. I think I like cherries quite a bit.
Really? You should move to Michigan then.
This. I forget who I saw.
There's a lot of good cherries in Michigan.
Yeah, cherries are pretty fine.
Cherry pie.
I guess.
We should put on that song, the cheese my cherry pie. That song.
Oh, you mean Bob Dylan?
No, it's not Bob Dylan. Someone else.
Country Hove Pie? Did.
I'll have to look it up.
Anyway, I don't know. It's hard because...
Strawberry.
No, bad strawberries are so bad, though.
Well, they're just some bad flavorless.
Strawberries. Yeah, but that's so bad that I don't think it can even be my favorite fruit.
Yeah. Pear. A good pear...
That's a wild pear, good pear is
exquisite.
Have you seen the Rick Ross video where he's like, I eat pear? Shout out to the pear. I'll show it to you.
Probably seen it before.
That's a weird thing to say.
Lychee. I would never eat that because I would feel like I'm going to choke on it. I don't want that.
You don't eat the
I know, but it's like, I don't want to put it in my mouth.
We'll leave it on that. And we're back
fresh
here.
Fresh fruit.
Oh my God.
Dried fruit.
We're back here on the Blue Noise. This is WMFO Tufts Educational Radio, 91.5 FM. Those songs just heard in order. Raphael by Seam, My Hero by Foo Fighters, and right now The Plague Reigns by Masahiko Sato, a jazz pianist or a composer of some sort, but this goes hard. We can continue our fruit talk, though, while this goes crazy under us. Essentially,
you got a caller on line one from India.
Blueberry juice.
Yes.
I love a raspberry, and Lucas was saying he agrees, but we both were hating on blueberries.
You can't make a juice out of raspberry, though, can you?
Like, you but certainly like, can.
Can't find it.
They have those, you know, like, if you maybe go to a fancy restaurant, they always have the raspberry sauce.
In a bar in Rome, you could ask for blueberry juice and a hot dog.
I don't ask.
Imagine that.
I don't really ask for juice places. Should I? Maybe.
Actually, I mean, the person laughed at us.
In Greece, the orange juice was really good.
I'm sure it is. Could probably get like, a good raspberry. Pomegranate juice in Greece.
We missed our exit.
Keep interrupting me, but yeah, I love a raspberry.
Good.
Really good pineapple is great.
I agree, yeah. It's nice.
I like pineapple.
I like watermelon in the summer,
everyone
but it's not my favorite.
Melon.
I like melon. Just, no, I eat melon.
Or cantaloupe.
I eat
cantaloupe
melon all the time.
Is kind of...
No, I eat
melon. It's good.
Yeah, it's good for your digestion. I eat it all the time.
Good.
Tomatoes.
I love tomatoes.
Not a fruit.
People...
It is a fruit, but it's not. It's not. It's like avocado.
Some people are afraid
fruit,
of tomatoes. They're like, I can't have tomatoes.
My sister used to not like them when she was little. She also
regrettable.
Finally started liking art museums, which is great.
Ah, I love a
She's
good
in
art
Vienna
museum.
Right now.
She likes mussels as well.
She did chef up some mussels.
I hope your sister goes to the cemetery to see the composers.
I don't know about that.
It's where they all lived and died.
It's a little too crazy under us, so I'm gonna skip to the next song. Low key. There we go. Anyway. I'm trying to think of other things.
It feels like a holiday today. I mean, it's Father's Day, but it feels like
it's a Sunday.
It feels like the 4th of July for some reason.
To
I
you?
Mean, it's not. I don't know.
Why does it feel like a holiday?
I was looking ahead at my calendar. I was like, I can't wait until
it's going to be very hot, too. It's going to be very hot this week.
Yeah, we might die.
Yeah, let's get a weather forecast from Charlie.
Oh, I know that on Thursday, I believe it's going to be 97, at least in Cambridge.
It's going to be a slightly warmer, or cooler, sorry,
yeah.
In Boston.
Well, you live in Southeast, so it's always a little tiny bit cooler.
I can smell the ocean.
The water that looks like Listerine.
True.
I just bought a giant thing of Listerine on Amazon. Like huge.
What color?
The one that looks like the ocean. Not the South Ocean, though.
No, mm-hmm. But there is a brown Listerine that looks like the ocean.
I know.
South.
Good.
Well, that's the joke I make, is it's the brown Listerine.
I know that.
Good.
I was just making it.
I'm just making sure the Listerine
is very good, though.
Clam.
Cambridge wouldn't have that. Crumbling Cambridge.
Charlie's like, I leave Massachusetts now.
Oh,
maybe. Oh, we don't know. Anyway, we will keep things going and enjoy the last 15 minutes of the show without some blathering from these losers.
Commercial free rate.
Thank you.
Fresh Fruit PSA.
I had to do it again once I pulled the things up. Well, this sad song means that we are very near to the end of our show. We hope you have enjoyed this Father's Day lunch broadcast with you. Last set, we played Quick Space with Mouse, Jessica Lee Mayfield with Sea and Stars, Under Us Right Now, Hour, A Good Bean Pot, and as with all things must pass, George Harrison. That is our last tune. It's up next. Anything?
Let's go for a walk.
Yeah, any parting words?
Let's go to Greek then.
True. No, I don't have any.
Okay, well, I will probably see you next weekend, but who knows? I'll see you on the radio.
The cloud.